Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. UN human rights experts demand legalized abortion worldwide. Their attempt to redefine the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to exclude the unborn is covered by our Jonathan Abamonte. States across the world should act now to decriminalize abortion, says a group of UN human rights experts. A statement released last Friday by UN human rights experts to commemorate something called International Safe Abortion Day urged the international community to guarantee access to safe and legal abortion. The group further exhorted governments to take an active role in securing the availability of abortion by ensuring that women are given more support and autonomy to undergo the procedure, end quote. UN human rights experts serve the UN Human Rights Council as special rapporteurs and independent experts on various human rights issues. For the past 3 years, they have used International Safe Abortion Day as a pretext for admonishing the international community to depenalize and legalize abortion. In 2016, they had even called on all countries worldwide to legalize abortion, and I quote, on request, end quote. This was the first time a UN human rights body has explicitly called for the universal legalization of abortion on demand. The statement released by UN human rights experts on Friday made a number of controversial claims. That laws defending the right to life of the unborn are rooted in discriminatory legacies supported by religious and cultural norms, and that such pro-life religious and cultural values embody harmful stereotypes of women's roles in the family and society. In harmony with statements made by other UN human rights bodies, the group of experts asserted that the right of healthcare workers and conscientious objection to abortion cannot be permitted to interfere with the availability of abortion. Conscientious objection cannot be a basis for denying women access to abortion, they insisted. UN experts also took direct aim at pro-life advocates, claiming that the pro-life label is misleading and an inaccurate description of people who oppose the termination of the life of an unborn child. The statement also incorrectly suggests that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR, should be interpreted to exclude the unborn. Article 1 of the UDHR states that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. The group claims that the text implies that human rights are conferred only on persons who are already born. But on the contrary, the records of the draft proceedings of the UDHR make it clear that this misinterprets the drafter's understanding of the term born when it was included in the declaration. Rather, they choose to use the term born to recall French Enlightenment-era political theory on the rights of man and to indicate the normative and inherent character of human rights. The human rights experts that joined in on Friday's statement served under a mechanism of the Human Rights Council known as special procedures. Experts approved by the Human Rights Council under this mechanism are responsible for advising and reporting to the Council and to the UN General Assembly on specific human rights topics or on countries of particular concern. Special procedures consist of special rapporteurs, independent experts, or working groups that serve as human rights experts at the United Nations. Special procedures also contribute to developing human rights standards and issue recommendations to states on human rights issues. The Human Rights Council made headlines earlier this year when the United States withdrew its membership due to systemic corruption and politicization in the Council. For too long, the Human Rights Council has become a protector of human rights abusers and a cesspool of political bias, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley at the time. In recent years, the Human Rights Council refused to address serious human rights abuses in Venezuela and Iran. Last October, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, a nation with egregious human rights records, was offered membership on the Council. The statement issued on Friday by the UN human rights experts is just the latest in a series that Special Procedures has released on International Safe Abortion Day. The statement issued in 2016 was perhaps the most sweeping endorsement of abortion ever to come from a UN human rights body. The 2016 statement was derived in large part from a groundbreaking 2016 report from the Working Group on the Issue of Discrimination Against Women in Law and in Practice. The report called on all states to legalize abortion on request within the first trimester. It is believed that this document was the first instance that an independent human rights expert appointed by a United Nations human rights body has issued an official UN report explicitly recommending that all nations legalize abortion on request. It is not uncommon for human rights bodies at the UN, as well as independent experts, to call upon states to loosen restrictions on abortion, to decriminalize abortion, to ensure access to safe abortion, or to legalize abortion under specifically tailored circumstances, such as rape or health of the mother. However, prior to the Working Group's 2016 report, UN experts had not previously called upon all states to legalize abortion on request. The use of the term on request is significant. It is the terminology the UN system uses when referring to the legal status of abortion in countries where abortion is already available on demand. Statements such as those urging states to ensure access to safe abortion are open to interpretation, but the phrase on request clearly is not. The term on request directly translates to elective abortion on demand. The 2016 report of the Working Group also calls for states to repeal restrictive laws and policies on abortion. These included legalizing abortion after the first trimester in cases of rape, incest, physical and mental health of the mother, and fetal disability. The report further urged that all legal penalties on women seeking abortion be removed. This included even common sense regulations on abortion, such as waiting periods. A draft general comment currently under consideration by the UN Human Rights Committee similarly recommends that states legalize abortion under the same circumstances outlined in the Working Group's 2016 report. But even there, the draft does not specifically recommend that states should legalize abortion on request. That distinction makes the Working Group's 2016 report unique in that respect. In fact, in October of last year, the Working Group went so far as to criticize the Human Rights Committee's draft general comment as too restrictive. It urged the committee not to limit abortion to specifically enumerated cases. There are other similarities. In 2014, the committee issued a statement on the elimination of discrimination against women. This statement, commemorating the 20th anniversary review of the International Conference on Population and Development, called on states to legalize abortion in cases of rape, incest, health of the mother, and fetal disability. However, it never specifically recommended that states legalize abortion on demand. A similar 2015 statement issued by UN human rights experts also stopped short of calling for the legalization of abortion on request. The Working Group's 2016 report recommending that states legalize abortion on demand represented a clear departure from the program of action from the 1994 International Conference on Population and Development, known as the ICPD. This international agreement was signed by representatives from 179 nations. The documents stated that in no case should abortion be promoted as a method of family planning. Promoting abortion on demand for all practical purposes is indistinguishable from promoting abortion as a method of family planning. The demand for legalizing abortion on request serves no other purpose than to permit the use of abortion as a family planning method. The Special Procedures Group has a long history of abortion advocacy. Those who hold a mandate from Special Procedures to the Human Rights Council have long since used their platform as human rights experts to promote abortion. A 2016 report from the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Health declared that states are strongly encouraged to decriminalize abortion and urged states to guarantee access to confidential abortion services to all adolescents. A significant report issued under the same mandate in 2011 recommended that states decriminalize abortion. They should consider imposing a moratorium on the application of criminal laws concerning abortion, it continued, effectively requesting that states consider ceasing to enforce their abortion laws. Consider the 2016 report from the Special Rapporteur on Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Following the long practice of many UN treaty monitoring bodies, the report stated that the denial of abortions in certain contexts amounts to torture or ill treatment. Special procedures have also for many years issued communications to countries with the request that they legalize abortion or remove restrictions on abortion. Unfortunately for pro-lifers, once they are elected to their posts, human rights experts appointed to special procedures of the Human Rights Council are largely unaccountable to UN member states. Mandate holders are not considered to be members of the UN staff. Once they are appointed to their position, they serve in their personal capacity for the duration of their term. This has been your weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute. Be sure to read the extensive references in the online text at pop.org, and thanks for listening.